One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the news channel and we are here with some actual news for once, which is fantastic. That's not to say that the shows this week haven't been great. They have. I know this. You know this. You've been there. I've been there. But what we're here to talk about is actual football news. UEFA does not want the Premier League to be voided. Willian rumours. Timo Werner literally lifting his skirt up and asking Liverpool to come play with him. Some like coronavirus stuff, because what's another day without coronavirus news? Everyone needs more of that in their life. Coutinho news, because he's alive and Liverpool are still a football club, and a little bit about Fernando Torres and why Liverpool had Chelsea off in his transfer. I am joined by one Jack Gill today. Jack, it's a pleasure to be with you finally. And if you can hear my nose, I am happy to hear Jack, and I am happy to speak to Jack. But realistically, this is the hay fever talking, not Chris Page.
Yeah, you've been caught by the hay fever, haven't you? I think it's got a lot of us at the minute. It's not very good this year, especially. And with all this coronavirus stuff, it can be worse timing, really, could it? But, you know, it's one of them. I'm glad you're okay anyway, Chris.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that. I'm glad that you're okay. You know what? I go out for my little government-sanctioned walk every evening and I blow my nose and literally these people just go... virus, and they're just like everyone's heads in. I'm like, mate, it's hay fever, will you just go away? But we're here to talk Liverpool news, Jack, so let's get into it. No one cares about how I am or how you are. Realistically, they want to know whether the Premier League is coming back this season. And UEFA had a meeting yesterday, Jack, and they said that they want the sporting integrity to be held up. Liverpool therefore set to be the 2019 champions whether the campaign is finished or not, after UEFA ruled out the Premier League season being declared void, says the Telegraph.co.uk. In a statement, European football's governing body insisted that domestic campaigns would be settled on sporting merit, meaning the results so far will help decide the final placings. The UEFA decision is likely to mean that the Champions League places will be concluded on a points per game basis if the remaining matches cannot be played. Jack, this is just brilliant news for Liverpool fans. This is what you wanted yesterday when you looked at the news.
Absolutely. It's been one of them situations where the last few weeks I've just been sick of all the speculation. I just wanted to hear something. I just wanted to hear some positive news. I wanted it to you know, I wanted this. I wanted UEFA to come out and say that they're not going to void the season and that in some form they will make sure that the rightful winners get crowned as the rightful winners. And in some form, they sort out relegation and all that as well. Because, you know, I've never understood the stance of why just start a new season and completely forget about this one. I've never really understood that at all, Chris. But, you know, it's good to hear this news now and to know that either way now, Liverpool will be crowned champions this season and we'll get our first title in 31 years. And it's just brilliant, isn't it?
Do you know the mad thing, right? I'm dead happy today because I saw this news yesterday and stuff. The mad thing for me, mate, is that if you'd have told me in February that it would be like the end of April, Liverpool still aren't champions, I'd have thought you were crazy. Because this was supposed to have been wrapped up by now. We had two games to go. I mean, the fact that it's the 24th of April and still not champions is crazy. But listen, I'm going to go back to the Telegraph article just quickly because the Premier League could explore a playoff or mini tournament format to decide who qualifies for the European competition. This is not to be believed to be favoured by the clubs in regards to points per game as the fairest method. Even if it did happen, though, Liverpool, given their commanding league, could expect to be spared that process. I mean, if Liverpool are handed the title and then everybody else has like some kind of fight to the death, that would be quite fun to watch, eh?
Yeah, it would be quite fun, you know, seeing Manchester United lose to teams like Sheffield United and Wolves, whilst we've already wrapped up the league. That would be lovely. But yeah, it will be interesting to see how football comes back. I don't think anyone knows at the minute what's going to happen. I don't think the footballing communities know what's going to happen either, because it's so up in the air. Obviously, we don't know when we're coming out of this lockdown. We don't know when social distancing will be put in place until. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I think if football does come back soon, it's certainly going to be behind closed doors for the foreseeable future.
That's it. And so Jamie Carragher's actually had a little bit of something to say on this, probably half an hour ago or something, to be honest. So we added it in last minute. Carragher's been talking about that and the Bundesliga. I said, the Bundesliga, another huge league, they're ahead of us in how their governments have dealt with the situation that they're in. So they're always going to be a month or so ahead of us. But does it put a spring in your step of those who want football to return? I actually think what UEFA came out with yesterday about Champions League places and European qualification being decided on sporting merit, I'd actually love the Premier League to come out and say that. Here's the thing, isn't it, Jack? I think the Premier League have dealt with this whole situation really well. They've not said anything, because I think they've put the importance of lives over the importance of football right now. But at some point, they're going to have to come out and speak about the return of football, because if the Bundesliga can do it, and they are looking to do it, I think it's 9th of May. In fact, I've got a comment here. Mr. A says Bundesliga is back on the 9th of May. Positivity. Then, look, it might be June, but the Premier League needs to come out and talk about it, because the fans will just, they'll be so much more excited for it, won't they, mate?
Yeah, absolutely. It means with the Bundesliga back for a month and no English football, I can get ready and watch Timo Werner for a full month and make my mind up on him. But yeah, it's one of them where it's positive. We know that we can see in sight now. It seems as though we've got through the peak here. It seems as though we've got through the worst of the virus. And hopefully we're not too far behind the Bundesliga, and it won't be too long before we're talking about the Premier League being back. But it's positive for people like me who rely on football for their mental health and stuff like that, and love football during times like this. It's going to be positive that there is some form of good football right now to watch.
I can't wait, mate. I mean, all eyes are going to be on the Bundesliga, aren't they?
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. And the Premier League, from a business perspective, they're not going to want everybody watching the Bundesliga and that being the sole focus of every football fan in the world, because they'll be like, look at those viewing figures. Look at the money that they're getting. Look at that television revenue. That'll just spur the Premier League on. They'll be going, right, OK, well, let's get back early as soon as we possibly can. Let's be the second league back. And I think that's a genuine thing that they'll be looking at. So we're going to move on. It broke yesterday and was quickly poo-pooed by the Liverpool Echo about Willian and Liverpool being in for him. First of all, he's 31. Secondly, he's on over £100,000 a week. And thirdly, Liverpool aren't interested, apparently. But it does raise an interesting thing. I mean, before we talk about it, and I'll just give you time to mute your laptop there, Sport have been saying the 31-year-old is a realistic target for Klopp's Premier League champions in waiting. Oh, God, that's a nice sentence to read. The Echo understands, though, that the versatile Chelsea attacker is not under consideration at Liverpool, but delving beneath the surface, it is perhaps understandable why the Reds may be linked to ageing free agents going forward. And this is what I want to talk about today. And leave me your thoughts on Willian and whether you'd like him in the comments, and we'll get to some of them later on in the show. But the market's going to reset itself. Everybody's lost revenues, Jack. Liverpool are in a position of strength. Does it bode well for Liverpool that nobody's really going to want to panic buy apart from maybe Manchester United?
That's the thing. I think I've spoke about this at times this week and before as well. And I think we're in the best situation at the moment, where we don't necessarily need to go out and buy anyone, let alone panic buy. I think it's one of them situations where, when I first saw this Willian stuff, I thought, you know what, it wouldn't surprise me too much, because, you know, it's a free transfer, it's someone to add squad depth, it's a player that we know with Premier League experience. But then you look at things like his age and his wage, and it doesn't look realistic at all. But, you know, it's one of them situations where I think Liverpool aren't in a position where we need to sign people this summer. obviously everyone would love a signing, but we've done really well this season. We've got a really good tight-knit squad. We've got some really good young lads coming through as well, you know, like Curtis Jones, Neco Williams, Kijana Hoover, Rhian Brewster even. So, you know, it's one of them where we're not in a situation where we need to spend at all, but obviously we'd all love it. But it's not a necessity for Liverpool Football Club right now.
It also might actually add to Liverpool for next season. I mean, look, if the league season carries on and it's late and to finish, which it obviously will be, and then they shorten the off-season, it might be better for Liverpool to not have to integrate anybody into the squad. And, you know, everybody will be thinking a little bit like that. And so, well, we've got the best side by an absolute country mile at the moment. Probably plays into our hand a little bit there. We'll move on anyway. Timo Werner, the RB Leipzig forward, is ready to sign for Liverpool, according to Sky Sports, if they pay his £52 million release clause before it expires on June the 15th. He also wants some guarantees, apparently, reading into a little bit more depth of detail on this one, over playing time. But isn't it great to see that one of the world's best strikers, or one of the soon-to-be world's best strikers, maybe, wants Liverpool more than anyone else?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the situation the club's built itself up to now in recent years, where we're going to get so much world-class talent in the same situation as Timo Werner. I thought it was funny seeing that Sky Sports article yesterday, because it just gave me deja vu of Alisson when Sky Sports said the same then. But I also thought that it may be something to do with the fact that actually maybe it's a bit more of Michael Edwards doing his masterclasses again, where actually he may see that he can get Timo Werner for cheaper than £52 million when that release clause expires. So, you know, I would absolutely trust Michael Edwards in this situation. I think he'll get the best possible deal for Timo Werner. But it's so good to see that if we are very interested in Werner, that he literally is begging to come to us, and that's brilliant.
Yeah, it is. And I don't personally think that Liverpool spend a lot of money in the summer, or whenever the transfer window opens, because the market is going to reset itself, and £52 million was cheap 2 months ago. Nay, 4 weeks ago. It might be really expensive in 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever. And Liverpool won't be, because we've got such a good squad, we won't be held to ransom. Let other teams go out there and waste their money and spend four times more than what they need to. And with you, I don't think we buy Werner for £52 million. I think we get him for less if we go for him. And there's got to be something in the rumours. We've chased him for that long.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, it comes to a point where he's literally got 1 year left on his contract after this. So it may be that Michael Edwards thinks he can get him for a lot cheaper than £52 million. And, you know, we've seen a lot of people say that actually that's why we've been put off the likes of Sancho, because he's worth far too much. And it would make so much sense if Werner's a cheap option compared to Sancho, and if we really think we can get him for less than his release clause.
Absolutely. Let's move on then. It's something that, you know, has really irritated me since the game took place. Obviously, we lost the game against Atletico Madrid, but now the government apparently are interested in thinking about why that game was going ahead. So, Professor Dame Angela McLean, Deputy Chief Scientific Advisor to the government, says it is an interesting hypothesis that Liverpool's Champions League match against Atletico Madrid may have spread coronavirus in the city. More than 3,000 fans made the trip from the Spanish capital to Merseyside for the March 11th fixture, despite their home city already being subject to a partial COVID-19 lockdown. What I find really annoying about this is the people that I know that have had coronavirus or were at that game.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Like, and you can do this and do that, but that game should not have gone ahead. And I don't want to dwell on this, but I'm glad that somebody who's an advisor to the government, Jack, is actually talking about it.
Yeah, it was weird. Like you and like Paul, obviously I was at that game, and, you know, it was weird, you know, to be around fans who, you know, every cough you're feeling a bit weird. You go to the game, you go to the toilet, and people are apologising for coughing. You know straight away that game should not have gone ahead. People knew it shouldn't have gone ahead, and you know, it's risking people's lives. You spoke before about how good you think football has been during all this in being quiet and putting people's lives and well-beings ahead of football during this coronavirus pandemic. But at the end of the day, that is one example of where they didn't. And they were desperate to play that game. And you know, I honestly, Chris, think they saw it as, you know, the whole Anfield thing and the fans will help Liverpool through this. And I honestly think they saw it as it wouldn't have been the same without the fans on that night, which, to be honest, it wouldn't have. Let's agree on that. But, you know, there is no way that game should have gone ahead with fans or without fans. I don't think that game should have been on whatsoever with everything going on in the world right now. And I think there's a lot that should be spoken about with football at the start of this pandemic. Let's talk about as well how, just before Mikel Arteta got it, the Premier League had a statement that they were still going to play the Premier League games that weekend. So it took Mikel Arteta, a high-profile Premier League manager, to get it before they were even going to do anything. So I think the approach at the start to this whole pandemic was absolutely woeful from the government and from the football ministers. And it definitely needs looking into, because we could have saved so much more lives.
Absolutely, 100% agree. So let's talk about Phil Coutinho. That's hard going from that to Phil Coutinho, but we have to, because that's the order that I put the show in, like a dickhead. So, according to Sport, the former Inter Milan playmaker finds himself in a complex scenario. He flopped at the Nou Camp, so Barcelona don't want him. Moreover, Bayern Munich are not willing to make his loan move permanent. So the first thing Coutinho did is to call Liverpool and ask whether he can return to Anfield. However, the plot thickened. The decision made by the European champions is now not in favour of the Brazilian. It is not in favour of the Brazilian, everybody. The Spanish newsletters have mentioned that Liverpool do not want him, and now other Premier League clubs are interested. Jack, that was paisleygates.com. That was Sport that they were referencing. But what does Jack Gill think about the Phil Coutinho stuff? Oh my God, I can't speak because of this hay fever. It's doing my head in.
I think it's a load of bollocks, Chris.
Agreed.
I think it's silly season. People don't know what's happening in the footballing world, and people get paid to make stories. And here's an easy one. Coutinho doesn't know where his future's going to be. It's likely Coutinho will move when the transfer window opens. And why not go back to his former club? That's what everyone's thinking. Everyone thinks Liverpool, well, you know, you've got idiots that think Liverpool haven't been the same since Coutinho's gone, and they're missing that Coutinho player.
They're right, though. We haven't been the same. We've been better.
Exactly. But, you know, I think it's ridiculous. And, you know, if Coutinho comes back to the Premier League, that wouldn't surprise me. But I'd be absolutely ridiculously surprised if Coutinho plays for Liverpool again. I really would.
No, I would be as well. And that's not to say that I think he's a bad player. I think he's a really good player. I think he'd fit into this Liverpool side and he'd fit into this squad. I just, the way that he ended it, I don't think the Klopp trusts him. I don't think the Klopp would want him back in case his head got turned again. But if there's one manager that I trust to turn him around, it is actually Jurgen Klopp as well. So, let's move on to the final story. This is just a very, very quick thing. We're not even going to talk about it because I want to get into the comments. So leave me your thoughts on everything we've discussed. The Independent article about UEFA not wanting the season null and voided. The Willian stuff, of course. Carragher's comments. Coutinho. Whether the Atletico game should have been played. Let me know on all of that. Liverpool players knew Chelsea have been kidded into Torres' transfer. Yes, Liverpool players knew Chelsea had been kidding into Torres' transfer. They knew he was done. In your face, Chelsea. In your face, Abramovich. You dickheads. Let's get into the comments. So, we've done Mr. A, who said the Bundesliga is back on the 9th of May. So, then need to read that out again. Johnny Walker, talking about Willian, has said, Willian's talented, but 31, even on a free. It's extremely unlikely that we bring in a player at that age. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing. You look at it, there's pros and cons to Willian. You know, Premier League proven. We were interested in him, obviously, before he went to Chelsea. There's reasons why you get on board with it. But at the same time, it's like you say, he's 31 years old and he's on over 100 grand a week. It's not a Klopp transfer. It's not a Liverpool transfer. It's not an FSG transfer. You know, it doesn't make sense when you factor them things in. So I don't think it's going to happen, Chris. I really don't. As I said before, I think it's silly season, and Willian's a player that's going to be linked to a lot of clubs because his contract's coming to an end.
Josh Owen says Willian is a quality player, no doubt, but at 31, how long's he got left on his legs? He's no James Milner. James Willis says Timo Werner and Willian would provide brilliant depth. They absolutely would. Let's not get away with that. They absolutely would provide unbelievable depth. And if we were a Manchester City or a Newcastle with gazillions in the bank, I would be saying go and get them both. But we're not. We're a well-run football club.
I think the issue is, though, Chris, obviously that AFCON stuff, and if that still goes ahead in the middle of next season, with next season being a lot shorter than planned, then it's going to be even more difficult, and we are going to have to get a few more squad options. But at the end of the day, going back to what we said before, I think we've got the squad ready already. I think we've got a perfect squad right now. And we've seen even during all this, the squad unity with the Zoom calls and the Zoom yoga and stuff like that. I think it's brilliant right now. And I honestly think we're not in a position where we need a transfer. Obviously, signings like Werner would be brilliant, but they're not needed. We've got a perfect squad as it is. We're 25 points ahead in the Premier League. It's just incredible.
So Andrew Hardy has a bit of a different perspective on this. If you bring in Willian, you block minutes for Jones and Elliot, Jack. As the Redmen TV Academy expert here, I know this comment's right up your street.
Yeah, it's one of them where, as I said before, the squad's perfect already. You've had articles today suggesting that Harvey Elliott's obviously going to get more minutes next season, and you expect Curtis Jones to get a lot of not a lot of minutes, but more minutes in the first team as well. So, you know, it's one of them where William would probably block that, yeah, but as I said before, I alluded to the AFCON and stuff. We're going to need players when Salah and Mane and Naby go off to the African Cup of Nations. So it may be that we do need a bit more squad depth, because you've seen at times this season when injuries come in, like Manchester City, or like us, everyone has injuries during the season, and it depends how your squad is ready to you know, deal with them injuries. And truth is, Manchester City weren't. They lost Laporte and their defence fell apart. We've had our injuries this season. Alisson got injured. Adrian came in and did a decent job for us. We've also had big injuries elsewhere. And our squad were brilliant and capable of filling in at the time. So, you know, I think that's the important thing in this.
Okay, we'll move on to some Werner comments then. Rob D says, 52 million for Werner will be a great deal. Let Michael Edwards work his magic. Sell Shaqiri for 27. Lovren for 15. Woodburn for a tenner. Would easily pay for the Werner deal. I hope that was a typo.
For a tenner. Interesting. Like
there's M's after the 15 and the 27 in his comment. Rob, come on, mate. You know, you should know better than that. I will literally read everything as it is, and you've put £10 there. That's on Rob D. That is not on me. So get back to your house in Colwyn fucking Bay or wherever it is. I forget. Was it you, Rob? Anyway, we'll move on. Come on, Jack, this is getting awkward. Let's talk about Werner. Would you want Lovren and Shaqiri and Woodburn sold and him to buy Werner for 52 million?
I think it's about in depth and having an in-depth squad. So I think, you know, getting rid of a lot of players for one doesn't make too much sense. But as we said, we've got some good young talent coming through. I think I've seen somewhere as well links to Ben White, who's been at Leeds all season, but he's at Brighton. He'd be a good addition to the team as well if Lovren's to go. Yeah, There's lots of different things that could happen. You know, I think there's a couple of the youngsters that may go out on loan this season as well. Neco Williams is a player that's close to the European Championship squad for Wales, so he might go out on loan. But ultimately, I think Werner's the top target this summer, and it'll be interesting to see how we find the funds and how we get him, really.
Rob D said, Defo a typo, mate. Woodbury should be 10 million. So he's done another typo. And then he's done another comment that says Woodburn.
Brilliant. It's good to see that during this crisis, nobody's going insane completely.
So Winston has said, Firmino has been nowhere near his best for a while. Bobby can drop deep, take the pressure off scoring. And Werner will get 25 plus easy. This is quite a significant comment in that you're asking for a change of formation here, Winston. And as a avid subscriber of the 4-2-3-1 formation, I think Firmino would be perfect in the 10. With 25 points clear, as Jack keeps reminding me, at the top of the Premier League table, play a 4-3-3. That's not to say we couldn't be better, but it's a delicate balance. It's an ecosystem, our midfield and attack and defence at the moment. And, you know, with Henderson, with Wijnaldum, with Fabinho, the balance is perfect. And if you just had two midfielders, maybe it's Henderson and Fabinho, for argument's sake, and Firmino ahead, would you have that same balance? I don't know, but Firmino works hard. It's a nice thing to think about, but I can't see Klopp getting away from it.
It's one of them for me. I think it's good to have options, and that's certainly what Werner will create, options. As I say, we all know that Klopp likes to rotate. He likes his rotation. He likes to give players rest. These players play too much football as it is, and they deserve a rest every now and again. And I think Werner coming in wouldn't necessarily be to play all four at once. I think it'll be to have options. You know, we've seen City with a ridiculous amount of money and a ridiculous amount of options. We can't compete with that. But what we can do is build the perfect squad, which I think we're doing already. But when we go in with obviously the AFCON stuff and injuries and stuff like that, we're going to need another world-class player in that front line to come in, and Werner would definitely give us that.
OK, I've got one more comment. I saw the coronavirus stuff and I've got a typo in it as well, so guess who it's by, Rob D. bloody stupidity by the government to let them in. And also letting Cheltenham go ahead. Had mild symptoms myself the other week. Not sure if it was form that game or elsewhere. Poor form, mate.
Yeah, it's one of them. I think it's so difficult as well because obviously the coronavirus, not everyone knows when they've got it. So many more people could have had it from that game and just not had symptoms from it. So it's one of them. I saw as well a few weeks ago an article saying that there's 7 different forms of the coronavirus that were in that game that were, you know,
Icelandic people. Is this that one?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Not, yeah. So there was 7 strains linked to, I think there were 7 people as well, maybe, who all went to an unnamed English game. And the unnamed English game, we think, would probably be Liverpool, Atletico Madrid.
Absolutely. And that just says it all, doesn't it? You don't know. There could have been some very severe cases. Obviously, we know Paul had it quite bad and a lot of other people have had it bad from that game as well. But there may have been a lot of people that have had the minor strains of it as well. So either way, let's face it, it should not have happened at all. There definitely needs to be an investigation into why and how it was.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we go, though, I need to tell you that on the main channel, 7:30 tonight, we've got the Red Bed TV quiz. It was brilliant last week. It was boozy and brilliant. And if you want to see me sniffling and sneezing and my nose squeaking, or while I'm drunk trying to answer questions about Liverpool, you need to get over there. Paul's the quizmaster. He is the hostess with the mostess, and he will be leading proceedings while I continually fail to answer questions correctly. Join us over there, 7:30 this evening. Thank you very much for joining me. Don't forget to subscribe. We've got over 30,000 subscribers on here. Thank you for that. Like the video. Do that now. Seriously, like the video. It helps us. We need all the help we can get. We're not getting much money in at all. We don't want to furlough people. So come on, like the fucking video. Nice one. We'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.